Praise the Lord and good morning. Welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. I'm your host, Aubrey Gregory, for the next 30, 35 minutes or so. Thank you for joining us on this Wednesday morning. God is wonderful, isn't he? He woke us up, got us through the night of rest and sleep, watched over us while we slumbered, and refreshed. So we hope you're feeling refreshed on this morning. I know I am. Such a wonderful thing at the beginning of the day to enter in with a sense of strength, physically, that is. And so because we want to gain his strength, meaning the Lord's strength, the spiritual strength that we need, our daily bread, we come forth as we are today. And so we appreciate your presence on this prayer cast with us today. Feel free to ask of God. Feel free to tap into his sources and resources, because he is our strength. And so he does not think it robbery to be and to visit with us, to entertain our presence in his presence, in his courts, interceding and petitioning and expecting, trusting, all of those wonderful things which defines the relationship that he has called us into. So we trust that you had a victorious day on yesterday, and I can confess and testify that I did, we did. And we're looking forward to what God has in store by virtue of this particular day. So if you feel hungry and thirsty for his presence and a visitation with him for righteousness, well, that's placed within our hearts by the Holy Spirit. So God has more than enough. He's the God of more than enough. All you need, want, and more is available without any accusation or pushback from God. He wants us to come. Praise the name of the Lord. I would like to get us on our way by opening in prayer, but ask you to join me as we go into his courts and we become with a heart of thanksgiving, a heart that is willing and open to praising him for even the simple and mundane things that we take for granted that he has done for us over and over and over again. Even our very breath. What a wonder that is. Father, we are awed by who you are when we think of all the things that you do and have done and want to do as promised in your word. All of your promises are yea and amen. We come to you today humbled by the fact that your eye is upon us. We praise your holy name today, that you, who is so lofty and royal, so beginning before the beginning, that you would be interested in us today. We thank you, Lord, that you're making us, you're creating us, making a new creation of each one of us. We're on your shaping table, and you're having your hands move around and about and upon us, to shape us into that vessel that's worthy of your trademark, that displays your handiwork. We're the clay and you're the potter. And what a wonderful work you're doing, causing us to no longer be just dirt, but a vessel of honor. A vessel of honor. How can we give you enough praise and enough thanks for that privilege and the honor that you placed in our lives? You've raised us up, quickened us from being dead in our trespasses and sins, turned us around, gave to us a new purpose. You gave new life. How can we thank you enough for that? So we surrender ourselves as vessels, living sacrifices that are acceptable to you by virtue of what you have done. So we take no credit. We give all the glory, the honor, and praise to you on this day, because we have the opportunity to do so. So we ask you today, where there are yet imperfections and chips in our being made, that you would forgive us for those weaknesses. You would cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Remove the parts where we offered resistance to your shaping process, to your creating process. Do so by the blood of the Lamb, our Passover Lamb, who is none other than your Son, Christ Jesus. Speak in our hearts, deep in our spirits, even now, about who we are to you, your purposes, and what you are working to have us become. Thank you for gathering us up in this day as a collective, where we are a group right now, intentionally awakened by you, preserved by you for this purpose, for this hour. Thank you for each of our prayer partners that are connected right now. For those that are unable to connect for whatever reason, we pray that you would keep them firm in your hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Once again, welcome to you. Our focus today is when God speaks, we're listening for him in our inner being, in our spirit, his spirit. So connecting with our spirit that we are able to hear his voice. So that's our focus today as we move into prayer. And breakthrough is what we're after consistently from moment to moment, from day to day. When breakthrough occurs, the voice of God is released. Revelation occurs, and what was our weakness becomes strength. And that is so because these are the days, and we've seen that recorded in Scripture, These are the days of visitation and realignment. God is therefore visiting death upon everything that withstood his purposes throughout the earth. Whatever restricts the unfolding of God's revelatory truth to us must be broken through. And to be sure, there are things that restrict the unfolding of God's truth to us, and sin is one of them. Its effect is to darken our understanding and cause a spiritual blindness. However, when we turn from sin, revelation that produces sight is available, and we can see where to go in God's purposes. And that is why in 2 Chronicles, very famous, very well-known scripture, 2 Chronicles 7:14, which speaks of, it says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, that alone is a sin, lack of humility. So if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways and pray. He says, then I will heal their land. In other words, the process of the healing comes with the removal of blindness and the presence of clear sight, so that God's vision and revelation is seen. And we can therefore see where to go and how to go in God's purposes. And a record of that is recorded throughout chapter 10 and chapter 12 of the book of Daniel, where he fasted for 21 days, confessing his sins and the sins of his people. And the enemy was dislodged that withheld the revelation from Daniel, heaven's revelation, that is. So I just wanted to share that with you. Now, I'd like to leave a portion of scripture with us. God is doing some powerful things in this hour. He's already doing it. In the book of Judges, chapter 3, verse 1 to 4, it's recorded this way, and I'm reading from the Amplified Version. And here's what is said there. Now these are the nations. Please listen carefully to this, and I pray that the revelation will come forth for you. Here's what it says. Now these are the nations which the Lord left to prove Israel by them. That is, all in Israel who had not previously experienced war in Canaan. It was only that the generations of Israelites might know and be taught war, at least those who previously knew nothing of it. The remaining nations are the five lords of the Philistines, all the Canaanites, the Sidonians, and the Hivites who dwelt on Mount Lebanon from Mount Baal Hermon to the entrance of Hamath. They were for the testing and proving of Israel to know whether Israel would listen and obey the commandments of the Lord, which he commanded their fathers by Moses. What does this say? God purposely left the Philistines in the land, and God wanted to prove Israel by them what Israel was to learn. They were to learn how to fight. They have to learn how to conduct war against the adversary. Do you know that God wants you and I to learn that? And that is why he had us more than a year ago move into this territory called Global Time with Christ Jesus. He also wanted to test us, you and me, to see if we were willing to listen and obey the commandments that are already written and given by him. So this process that God has you and I in is very and most dynamic, meaning it has intention and purpose. It says in verse 1, God left the nations in the land of Canaan to prove. It was God that left them there. God left your enemy and my enemy there to prove us. So I think I want to leave that right there because I feel a powerful teaching and preaching anointing coming on. And while that's a good thing, we want to leave it there for you to chew on and for us to meditate upon. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your word that has come into our hearing. The understanding and the revelation that comes with it as well. Praise the name of the Lord. Once again, a welcome to you. We value your presence. Thank you for joining us. I have a praise report, actually two. One of them is common to all of us. If you paid attention, you would have seen it. And that has to do with the cessation of hostilities in the nation of Israel and in the Palestinian land of Gaza. That's all over the news. I'm so welcomed that the children and the adults are no longer being killed, injured, maimed because of the violence, the hostilities, the war that was going on for a few weeks. And that, as at least in my understanding, as of last night, I haven't looked at the TV yet today to gather any news, but I'm trusting that what we saw last night as of yesterday was still in place. So we praise God for the cessation of hostilities in Israel. That's your praise report as well, I would think. And then secondly, last night was wonderful. Around the nation, there was a celebration of National Night Out in communities virtually everywhere. In our city, there was a collaborative effort between, intentionally so, between churches, between ministries, to participate in what is called National Night Out Against Crime. So last night we took over and owned the night. I can guarantee you crime had to have been down last night because of the presence of the community and the people of God out in the streets. So we took over and owned the night. And in our immediate community, we're in our zone that God has placed us in, we came together with two other ministries, two other churches, intentionally and purposely. We were quite close to each other, all three of us. And we hosted a National Night Out event. And people came to the Lord as the gospel was preached. Yes, the main course was the preaching of the gospel and the testifying of God's goodness. And people responded. And we prayed with them and led them to the Lord. I believe that was a breakthrough. I believe the Lord opened my eyes to see that what is over our community, there's death that has come to it, that which has kept our community from being raised up in glory to God. Because people were able to see the churches working together as one. And that's God's purposes. So I'm celebrating that. I believe this is the first real shot across, particularly in our community, across the bow of the enemy, signaling breakthrough, signaling death to all that has and that which has kept the truth of God and the revelation of God that frees people from coming through. So there's more than a crack in the wall that has barred us from breaking through to the enemy. So there's a realignment that is coming about, and there's a visitation that we can anticipate. So I just wanted to share that with you because that really thrilled my heart, my wife's heart too, because we were together, and all those who were present. There was food and festivities, and there was music. It was great. And so you could sense the peace of God coming through. Amen. So that's my praise report. Now, I've made sure that your microphone is open and you don't have to be afraid of anything. Speak. And what's good about this, we're not talking about anyone. We're not speaking about anything. Not gossiping. We are speaking of the goodness of God. And for that, we have full permission to do that. Full permission. And we don't have to be afraid. So if you have a praise report, now is a good time to share that with us. Our hearts will be encouraged for sure. Amen. Well, it sounds like Florence. Would you speak to us if you can?
Praise God. I wanted just to let you know I was on yesterday for some reason. You could not hear me. But I thank God for you. And first, I'll give God the glory and honor. And I thank God for you and the saints for praying for me yesterday. It was something I never experienced before in my life, but it went absolutely well, more than what I expected. And this morning, so surprised when I woke up, there was very little swelling. And it was just, I guess, maybe because I was more obedient to putting the ice packs on my face. But yeah, I think the procedure went very well, and it was a little drained. And I wouldn't say drained, it's just because I didn't eat, that's why. But everything went well, and no swelling at all, and I woke up this morning able to talk. That's the main thing. And I just thank God, and all of you and the saints that was praying, everything came out well, and praise God for that.
Well, that's a wonderful praise report because we were concerned that you would come through that. You know, when we think of the dentist, we think of all kinds of weird tools and appliances that don't normally look like the stuff that we want to deal with. You know, they don't look as pretty as forks that we eat with. But but the technology is awesome, and you have you're blessed when you have a skilled practitioner available to you, and so
it was so amazing how they did it, because it's like I'm going for an operation. I had to put on scrubs, I had to put something on my, I had to put something on my head, and they had me mm-hmm. all laying out with just covered with everything. Nothing was out but my face. Like I said, I never said anything like that before, but. And they had two doctors, which I knew the other one, too, but I met him maybe 6 or 7 years ago. He said, well, this is my partner. He's helping me today. So there were two working together at the same time, but they were just awesome. And the two doctors, the two surgeons, I should say, and then the girls that working with them, it was just like boom, boom, boom. It's like it was a procedure. He said, oh, you'll be out of here about a half an hour. But it went well. It went well. And I was... I haven't experienced anything like this before, but it went exceptionally well. And I thank God, and I thank you and the saints for praying for me, because I went through like flying colors.
Well, wonderful. Praise the Lord. Well, we praise him because he used the hands of the physicians and all of the team, actually, to do what he wanted to do for you, and that is to touch your body in a miraculous way, bring you through without any horror stories. And he is truly good to us, even though sometimes we don't most times can't deserve it, but he is good anyhow. So if you are out there and you're experiencing any kind of physical disability, discomfort, for which you need to get medical attention, be assured that, you know, sometimes we get hyper-spiritual. And what I mean by that is we don't think that God will use a hospital, God will use a doctor or doctors or a doctor or a team of doctors to touch us and to bring about healing. Sometimes we're just crazy about, you know, stuff like that. Well, God could choose to do a miracle of restoration. You know, if you're missing an arm, he can fix that and put an arm there. You know, he can do that. But most common are what is called a healing. And a healing is time-based. You know, it happens over time. And it's as valid as any other intervention that's possible. So we thank God for all of those, and we thank God for what he's done for Florence on yesterday. We really, really appreciate what God has done. So I want to give him a prayer of thanks on our behalf, because he answered our prayers. He answered our prayer, and that's important. Father, we thank you for showing us your faithfulness, that you can do things that are, to us, huge. But to you, they are so little, because you are so huge. You are God over all creation and all reality. So we thank you for being present in the procedure location on yesterday with Florence as she submitted herself to you and to your hand through the medical team. And that everything went exceptionally well, so that today we can testify of your faithfulness and of your goodness. So we thank you for giving us this privilege to do so. And we take it knowing that you're honoring us and glorifying yourself, that we are able to participate in this, and we can trust you for whatever our need is, whatever, physical, spiritual, whatever, we can trust you. Amen and amen.
Thanks.
Well,
thank you, Jesus.
If you have a prayer request, we also are entertaining that. as you just heard, God answers prayers. He does. He does answer prayer. And I'm thankful that we can see that and know that to be true from actual experience. We don't just have to read it in the Word. We're actually experiencing and witnessing that because of His grace. So if you have a prayer request on your behalf, or you're wanting us collectively to intercede for someone, well, don't be afraid to do that. My heart was stirred on last night as I watched the church, the body of Christ, in action. It was so freeing and liberating that it wasn't about our church. It wasn't about a particular household of faith, a church. It was the church, capital C, that was in action. And my heart is stirred that we can actually see that and participate in that. So I'd like us to pray for the church. We're talking about the body of Christ, not our church. Our church is included, or your church, and your church is included. But we're speaking about the body of Christ, the church. Church spelled capital C. And so it's the church universal across the earth.
I can look out the door. Yes, she is.
And so picture and include the church in your community, the church that you attend, as included. Now, he says, certainly our church is not included because our church got problems. Well, it's included. If it's God people, it's God issues. There's no perfect assembly anywhere. When you read all of Paul's epistles, every one of them were addressed to issues in the church. That's why it was written. So that hasn't changed. Until one day, God has arrived at the perfecting of the church. But that has not occurred yet. So your church is in. So include your church in what we're praying right now. And we say to the Lord, oh God, you made us in your own image. And you have redeemed us through Jesus, your Son. We ask that you would look with compassion on the whole human family and take away the arrogance and the hatred which has infected our hearts. Break down the walls that separate us. Unite us in bonds of love. And work through our struggle and confusion to accomplish your purposes here on earth. That in your good time, your season, all nations, all tongues, all tribes, all races, all peoples may serve you in harmony around your heavenly throne. It is a day too awesome to even imagine. But help our sight and our understanding so that we can grasp that this is the direction in which you're going, and this direction determines all of your purposes. So we thank you that your Son, Christ Jesus, sits on the throne and he's interceding for his church. And he will get us there to the center of the target of your purposes. And it shows that he's moving, because here we are gathered together and we are on various parts of the nation, various parts of the earth, but we are connected. Surely this is a foretaste of your purposes, that you have brought us together from the east, from the west, from the north, and from the south. Here we are, joined by the technology and that you've created, that you've inspired by your divine purpose. How can we praise you enough that we can speak of your goodness and your greatness and have our hearts be illuminated and overflowed with the joy that we have this relationship with the one and only God. Everything else is a wannabe. We are in relationships with you, the only wise God, the Almighty God. And to that, we can say amen with great satisfaction. That we have this connection with you, and you're not turning us away even when we fail. You're drawing us closer and closer to yourself. And even every experience that we have from day to day, from moment to moment, conspires to bring us closer to you. And you're opening our eyes and causing us to see, and to see through. So we thank you today. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Christine, it's good to hear your voice. And it's time for you to come home. Yes. Your time is up. Time to come back.
I thought about you guys last night. My daughter took me, like, in the little shopping area, and we passed by this church, and they were outside.
They were doing night out.
There was a big crowd. So my daughter was like, "What is that?" So I said, "Probably it's a outdoor revival." Then I remember, I said, "No. It's
National Night Out.
Neighborhood National Night Out."
Yes.
So we passed by, and I remembered, I said, "We are on South Orange Avenue." She's like, "We?" I said, "My church and everybody, they're out on South Orange Avenue right now."
Oh, yes,
and
it's
I felt a little left out, because I said I would have been there. But I know that I was getting spirit.
No, it was. It's hard to describe it, not because of any. It was just that we were doing the right thing at the right time, and you felt God's approval and God's signature on it. There were praise dancers out there. There was lots of music.
Wow.
There was food, there was, it was huge. It was huge. And the evening had a different feel to it in our community. And you know, law enforcement was out as well, all over the city, and there was a peace, something very different that was in the atmosphere. So the church has to be part of that in a more intentional, purposeful way. So we're going to be working, doing some other things that promotes God's purposes in our community, along with, I mean, when I say we, I'm speaking of the churches that we worked with on last night. We will be, in fact, they already told us that because we were at the church up the street, which is a faith Christian center, which is led by Dr. Mamie Bridgeford. And so they already told us, the other two churches already said, well, next year is your turn. It's going to be in front of your church. They already said, next year it's your turn. So it's our turn, and we would consider it an honor to host an event such as that. And so I'm glad they told us, and so now we can start planning for it. To do what God would have us do. So,
Pastor,
someone is.
Did it rain? You didn't have any rain last night. No, yeah.
What is that? Rain? We never
I'm
seen
telling
it.
Well, that's the blessing of God, because.
No, it wasn't even close to looking like rain.
That was a blessing, because I had such a storm here last night. When I woke up. And this is Warren Connie. But when I woke up, and it was still light, and it was teeming. So thank God, it was the blessing that over in that area, so God just had his hands over Newark not to rain, because I had such
that
a storm
was,
here.
That was divine.
Around that time, that's why I asked, did it rain? So that was
a
blessing within itself, that
close.
It didn't rain. You were able to be out there and give God the glory.
It didn't even look like rain. It was just a normal, you know, and the temperature was very mild, very nice. It was comfortable, extremely. It was good. It was very good. It was very good. So we thank God for that. Before we go, we have a prayer request to pray for a lady, a wonderful lady. She's the mother of one of a person in our church family, actually Cynthia Mann's mother, whose name is Mabel, and she's very ill, and there's a prayer request that we cover her. So we're almost at the end of our season, our time here today. However, we're going to go into prayer right now. And we'll just hang over for just a few seconds. Father, we come to you today because we know that healing is the children's bread. And we do know that Mabel is in relationship with you. And we ask for her healing. We come to the source. We send your word right now. We rebuke every strategy, every plot, every weapon that the enemy has formed. And we do it with the confidence of knowing that no weapon formed against Mabel shall prosper.
Yes.
Father,
amen.
You speak to her heart, to her spirit. And we speak right now with the authority that you've given us. We speak to every cell of her body, that it responds to your healing touch. It responds to health. Your divine and supernatural order is established so that every cell obeys the laws of health. Even as you stretch forth your hand through us to touch her, wherever she is right now, we speak peace to her in her person right now, that her joy may be full, And by the stripes that were placed on your son, Jesus Christ, she is healed from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. And now, in the name of Jesus, Father, would you willing to receive and accept the report of a divine supernatural touch upon this day, right now, in the name of Jesus. For your glory, Lord.
And
Amen.
And if you have, hallelujah.
You are ill. You are having dysfunction in your body of some kind. Claim that prayer for yourself.
Yes, Lord.
God can multitask. He can do a whole lot at one time. He's not limited like we are, being able only most of the time to do one thing at one time. God is Almighty. That's His name. That's who He is. Almighty. Counselor, Father, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Amen. Well,
amen.
For joining us today. I'm so glad for you and so thankful for you that I don't have to pray by myself, which that's not the worst thing, but it's such an honor and a blessing to be among you. And so we thank you today for joining us. We're looking forward to your presence with us again on tomorrow. And please, please pray for Pastor Gregory. Mention him as you get before the throne of grace to offer grace over your food. So that means that each of you would be praying for me and my wife twice today.
Amen.
Some of you will venture into three times because you'll be eating three times. Okay, the benediction for this morning is from 1 Thessalonians 5:23 and 24. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is He that calleth you, who also will do it. God bless you all. And I want to say, give a shout out to my sister-in-law in South Carolina. God bless you, sister.
Bless you, Pastor.
Oh, I thought maybe you fell asleep. God bless you. Wish we were there
with you.
Praise God. Amen and amen. Thank you.
Have a blessed and victorious day.
Yes.
Walking.